Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. What's up? Well, I'll tell you what. When you figure out how the ladder works, I'll change the light bulb. And that's how many jerks it takes to screw in a... Oh, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Chris Alvarado. Hi. Chris, please take the piss. What's the third thing people are surprised to hear about you? The third thing.
Hispanic, drug addict.
Quick inventory.
Well, I went through that I'm Hispanic, that I'm an alcoholic. Probably the third is that I never graduated college.
Yeah. Well, I graduated in 9 months. My friends called it dropping out, but I think we share the same.
I spent 6 years at a community college, a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. Slightly different time suck. Say, hey, there's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, what is a standout lesson from producing and acting in the great show Drunk History all these damn years? A standout lesson.
Talk out loud when you lip sync.
Yes.
Don't just move your mouth around. Like, actually say the words and pronounce them out loud, and you'll make all the spittle and all the mouth sounds you normally make. It'll look make it look more authentic.
And how many episodes, be honest, had you done before someone realized that?
148.
I had 115. Damn it, so close. Please welcome first-timer Jackie Gonzalez Dorothy. I'm sure I said that wrong.
Hey, close enough. How's it going?
Jackie, OMG, as a new first-timer tradition, please tell us any awkward story from your early days in improv.
Oh, okay. I did an audition for an improv team, and they made you do a bunch of things. And one of the things that you had to do was sing a song. Any song. And so the only thing that popped into my head was this commercial jingle that I didn't realize was not national. So I was in Chicago at the time, but singing a Miami commercial jingle that was extremely sexual. It went like this. Sure. Joey, you might recognize it. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah, only at Mattress Giants. Ooh, ah. I didn't make the team.
That's so unfair.
Yeah, people thought that I made that song up. And it was very awkward, for sure.
Thank you for sharing. Hey, there's Mark Gagliardi.
Where?
Party in a peanut M&M. What's your favorite candy?
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Keep talking.
Hands down, you've got the outside ridge, so there's a little bit of texture there to get started with.
Sure.
It's like the crust on a PB&J. You can eat around as much of that as you want before diving into the significantly softer middle. Anything with a crusty outside and a soft middle, a PB&J, a good cinnamon roll, I'm in.
That outer rim you speak of now sounds so inviting. It feels like on the Reese's cup, once you get to the beyond it to the center, it'd be kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it's by the time you get there, you've already had all the good stuff. You're not saving the best bite for last.
Damn it. Well, thanks for sharing. And last but shit in your shoe and give it to him at 2:30 if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Janet, what was the last time you used a shovel and why?
Last time I used a shovel, there was a dead rat outside. Uh-huh. And my go-to instinct is just let it sit. You know, let nature take its course. Different carrion beasts will come over and they'll chew on it and they'll just let it be the way it's supposed to be. But I live in a concrete jungle, so it's not, it can't go into the ground. So my first thought was, all right, what do I have around me? And
concrete.
I had my hands, and then I had my feet. Let me finish the story. And then so I'm thinking about what else, I go into this little side, the closet area, and I'm like, what do I got in there? And, there was some ore, right. And there's some wood. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, I can make a shovel. So what I did is I started heating the ore, and I started, you know, pounding it down, and I smoothed it out. And then I realized it was too smooth, so I had to restart. Now, one thing you do is, this is a little lesson for everybody. If you're smelting any kind of ore, when you put that ore back into the furnace to heat it back up and to reforge it, it loses its strength, right? So you're making it softer. So I ended up making up just a soft metal.
Super soft.
Metal. Say again?
Super soft.
Anyway,
is this still going on?
All right, let me get a Sherpa to get us to the end of this story. Almost all of our scenes today are gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit one, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Simply type the words your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one, in fact, comes from Katen, K-A-T-E-N. Katen? Katen? Anybody? Somebody? Katen, no, who wrote, "Dear Alchemy This Team, this is my second scene suggestion since last year. I've been around since the Turla's Diner incident scene." Wow, I think that might have been our first episode. The Turla's Diner. "And I must say, I have been absolutely hooked on this podcast since the get-go. My personal favorite was the one where strangers wake up on an alien ship." Oh, a timeless classic, but I digress. "I can't really remember if my last suggestion was acted out, and I do hope this little old fan mail is received, as I have no idea how to become a Patreon." Well, I can give you an idea, Katen.
Whoa.
Go to patreon.com/alchemythis. We're done.
And thank you. And thank you very much.
And should you consider doing that, thank you. The email, which is now halfway done, continues with, "Please let me know so that I can throw my money at you for all the love and lovely work you do for the rest of the world. You truly are doing us a service by making these trying times a little more bearable. I have a suggestion that might tickle your fancy. A crew of astronauts on the International Space Station have simply been up there too long. As a podcast editor myself, I can't help but admire the art that is Alchemy This. I must say, some of my favorite moments," and favorite is spelled either British or Canadian, "moments are when Craig freaks out and when James is completely clueless." Both are my favorites too. "Love you guys. Never change. Yours until better comes along. Katen Bernard. P.S. I had no shame in bumping this email with an all caps subject line." Ooh, a little heads up for those of you who may be writing in. Yep. "Crew of astronauts, International Space Station, just been up there too long."
Houston to Space Station. Oh, looks like we jumped on at the same time. That's fun.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey.
2, 6. Hey,
Houston to ISS. What's going on? You guys doing all right up there?
Hey.
How many of you guys are down there having fun while we're up here?
I mean, I wouldn't call a birthday party fun. I think it's necessary, okay?
Okay. Well, tell Mike we said happy birthday and sorry we couldn't be there again this year.
Yeah, sorry, because I had a dance prepared, but nobody's wanted to see it up here. So, what can
you
do?
Yeah, she worked on a dance for this. You know what? Turn the comms off.
ISS, this is Houston. Do you copy?
Yeah, we were just on with Houston. Is this? Are you also at the birthday party? Are you just trying to rub this in?
ISS, this is Houston. Do you copy?
Yeah, Houston, this is ISS.
Everybody's copying. Everybody's copying. Everybody wants to be partying down there. We can't party down there, so we copy up here.
ISS, looking for confirmation. This is Houston. Do you copy?
I've lost signal. I've lost signal. Okay, I've lost signal. Everybody. All right, let's go to code 4, please. Code 4. No dancing, please. No dancing.
Oh, come on. I have a dance for code 4. It's a lot of arms.
She has worked on so many dances for this.
Why don't you two just make out already?
What?
What?
That's so stupid.
No.
Oh my God.
What?
I don't even know what it is.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Guys,
Are you monopolizing the comms again?
Hey,
let me remind you. Let me remind you. This is International Space Station.
Yes.
And you may be calling Houston, but I'm calling St. Petersburg, okay?
And so, I'm getting on everyone's calls.
Sergey, there's no one calling anybody. We're in the middle of a code 4 right now. It seems like we've lost all communication.
Okay, well, I heard somebody trying to call Houston, okay? And it feels like you are on 24/7 with Houston, and sometimes St. Petersburg is wondering what is Sergey up to, okay?
Yeah, you know, we don't think so, Sergey. We don't think anybody's wondering what you're up to, okay? We get calls all the time. We get care packages. Nobody sends you shit, okay?
Wait, you guys are getting care packages?
Sergey, this is St. Petersburg.
Hello, St. Petersburg.
We're calling just to let you know we're good, okay?
Sergey, I need the phone. I need the phone, Sergey.
This is first time in 2 weeks I've talked to St. Petersburg, okay?
Do you want to call me back?
No. It's how have you been, St. Petersburg?
I think it's best if you just call back. Yeah.
No. I mean, tell me, what's going on? Am I missing anything?
I'd hate to impose. A lot of things happen here. Your wife gave birth.
Wait.
Very happy.
I need to call Houston.
I had no idea wife was pregnant, first of all. So,
Sergey, your wife is pregnant? I'll give you a dance. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations, Sergey.
Okay. Guys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But chocolate cake is probably my favorite, but vanilla is a close second. Ice cream cake. I've had ice cream cake. I love ice cream cake.
What kind of frosting when you get the vanilla cake?
Vanilla frosting.
Vanilla frosting and a vanilla cake.
Vanilla frosting, yeah.
So just
I don't
vanilla.
Like to. Yeah, well, I mean, I like the. That's I'm going for the flavor. I'm not going for a whole.
All right, listen up. Code 4 failed. It looks
what?
Like we are floating into the dark space.
So we couldn't get Houston or St. Petersburg on the phone.
We can't get either. We can't. There's no communication.
We could try my people if you want.
Zena, if you want to, give your call. I want to try one call.
Just let me try one call. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I don't know. I could call anybody. I'm so popular.
Where are your people from again, Zena?
Excuse me.
Where are your people from, Zena?
Oh, we hail from everywhere. You know, it's a melting pot. That's a beautiful thing about my country. Everyone comes from all different places. Everyone finds a home exactly where I'm from.
But if there was a city there, that we would say the name of that city to see if they would.
You want to know where I'm from, a very small town. My very small town's called Chick Chock. And if you want to go to Chick Chock, you can. But, you know,
that place
is not exactly where the
okay,
comms are going to go.
Zena, this is an emergency. So why don't you go ahead and place that call?
Breaker, this is Jimbo Bukkake. Breaker, call back now.
I think we're getting a truck driver's.
Breaker, this is Jimbo Bukkake.
That is one powerful CB if we're picking it up.
Oh,
say we're Binky. Say we're Binky. Maybe it'll help.
You say we're Binky.
Well, we're Jim Bob. We're Binky. It's us, Binky. Can you help us, please?
There you got Jim Bob. Who am I speaking to? Come back.
This is Binky. Who exactly you were asking for?
Binky. This is Binky.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I'm bad at lying.
Tell him we're going to put the hammer down.
Zena, do you have a dance for this?
Well, yeah, just say Binky like a baby. Say I'm Binky like a baby.
Oh, yeah. Binky like a baby, and we're going to put the hammer down.
Oh man, this sounds like somebody got a hold of Daddy's ham radio. That's all right, little fella. Where you hail from? Come
space.
Back.
Space. The middle of space. We have no other communications.
All right, everybody, gather around. Jimmy John here, he's got another story to tell. He said, on his way en route to this here pub.
Well, let him tell it, man. Don't just jump
He said, he said he was reaching out to his baby's mother, right?
Hey, man, let him tell it, man. You're just saying the damn story.
He ain't good at telling story. All right, fine. Go, Jimmy John.
Hold on, man. You brought us all here to break bread, and then you're going to tell his damn story. He's been on the road for God knows how long.
Hey, Jimmy Dean, why don't you settle the fuck down, man? I'll take intro however I can get it. So, yeah, I was out on I-99. And
what the hell was that, man? I was getting your back there, and then you attacked me, man. What the hell?
Well, you're running that mouth of yours, and that's what got you in the jail for last three times. I'm keeping count.
This
last
is going to make a great anecdote someday.
Anywho, I'm out on I-99, and I open her up, you know, see who's out there, what's a plumbing. And sure enough, I get some callback from what they said was space.
Watch this. Space. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, you said what? I didn't hear you. You both cut each
Jimmy
other off.
Jimmy Dean, I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to come after you. So this little fellow there said he was in space. And I assumed he was nuts in the head or what have you. They got all kinds of things wrong with kids now. Nowadays, I know my Aunt June, her son, said walks in a circle for the first hour of every day. Just a little circle in
Earlene,
the yard.
Can we get another round of chili?
You got it, babe.
Oh, wait, which one? Are you talking to Marlene?
Okay, everybody quiet. Xena is making her call. This could save us.
This will finally put Chick Chalk on the map.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello?
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 Chick Chalk? Chick Chalk Xena.
This is Chick Chalk.
This is Chick Chalk.
Xena from space.
This is Xena from space.
Hello? Oh, my God. God, Xena from space, I haven't seen. Last time I saw you, you left our small village to go to the big city, the melting pot, the city where all people go.
I know, and then they sent me to space. I've been there for 5 years. No one has even asked about me.
Oh, we have all been asking about you here. We all wonder. We write letters and we send them. Do you get them?
I have not gotten a single letter. We sent
them through Big Cannon.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to go and really look back at, you know, time in my head and think if I could have maybe seen that and not realize what it is. You know, a lot of debris out here and you don't really know what it is.
She didn't get
it. You guys, how's it going? How's it going down
Xena,
there?
Are they going to, we need help. Are they going to save us?
Hold on one second.
Good, pretty good. A famine hit, you know.
Oh, no, I hate that.
Yeah,
Xena,
again, we are careening into deep space.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, let me do my thing. Famines are the worst, are they not? And when it's over, you're like, thank God it's over. I love to eat.
Ask her how the food in space is.
How is the food in space? We have a question here.
The food is very dry. It is so dry. But once you figure out how to accumulate the spit in your mouth, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But then
we do hear.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So,
it
sounds like something powered down. Is that right?
We only have the voice coming through. We lost all power in this craft, except for your phone call. Xena, make this.
Can you hear me?
We need this. Help us.
Okay. I'm going to hang up.
No, wait, hold on. Hello? Oh, dang. I lost him.
Well, I personally like just a little bit of cream on everything. If you're asking me, heavy cream, I'll do whipped cream. I'll do a half and half. Right. That's how I'm going to prepare most of my meals. The doctor says it's shit for my cholesterol, but I think it's great for the skin. Everything's kind of bloated in a way that makes the wrinkles go away.
Right. Okay, so the next test we're going to do is we're going to put you in a submersive tank, and we're going to just let you kind of feel the pressure that would be outer space, okay?
Okay,
so,
sure.
Okay,
so my psyche valve went fine?
It's, yeah, I mean, it, yeah, yes. But
because I've had doctors tell me that I was crazy before. They've said the word crazy, and I thought that was very unprofessional, but they've done it, so I just wanted to double check with you.
Right. Yeah, I'm just running the submersible right now, so I'm just dunking you in. So why don't we just, you brought your own cream cheese. When we put that to the side, that's definitely going to mess with some of the instruments.
Are you sure? Because it's actually packed quite nicely. It'll be fine in the water. It's got foil.
Yeah, hey, Tim, did you get your lunch break yet?
I have not. Actually, I'm going to take that right now, John. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay, hi, I'm John. I'm going to take over now. He's got to take that lunch break or NASA's up our skirt, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
What's your name, honey?
My name is Chandeline Jean.
Yep, I got you here on the list, Chandeline. And, looks like you're going to Dunkaroo.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I can count you down from 10 or 5, or sometimes we just go from 2 if you're ready.
Yeah, I would say I'm ready. I just have a quick question for you. Do I look crazy to you? Would you say I looked crazy?
Well, look, here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing Houston is preparing a team of people who are ready and willing to save us. Okay,
so we just relax. I sure hope so.
We just relax, Sergey.
And St. Petersburg also is preparing team of people that are going to come and rescue us, okay?
Chick-chock, not so much, but I don't really feel like I need rescuing. I'm having quite a good time up here.
I miss Jim Bob.
That's a really good way to think about things, Xena.
ISS, this is Houston. Do you copy, ISS? Houston,
wait,
do you copy?
Before you answer that, should we consider maybe just going off into deep space with Xena?
No, answer the thing.
Let go and let space, baby. Come on, let's party.
Go and let space.
When did this happen?
I don't.
We finally got a signal back. Sergey, back me up here.
Look, St. Petersburg is probably calling any minute, wanting to talk to me. Okay.
ISS, this is Houston. Do you copy?
If no one else is going to hit that comm, I will.
Okay,
hit the comm.
This is ISS. Houston, do you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you just fine. What's all the panic about there?
What's all the panic? We haven't had power. We've been floating around in deep space. We tried calling you. Is there another birthday party going on there in Houston?
Well, there's a lot of people that work here. Yeah. You know, listen, you're all fine on the dials and flippity flips on this end.
Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Please do not hang up.
This is more like IBS, International Bullshit Station.
You're missing an S there, Sergey. All right, well, listen, I'll let you fellas get to it.
No, it went. Oh. They hung up.
Yes, typical look. Americans. St. Petersburg would never do this to us.
All the power's coming back. Okay, I guess things will go back to normal.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, back to normal.
ISS, this is Houston. ISS, emergency broadcast. Do you copy? Houston to ISS, do you copy? This is an emergency broadcast.
What's up? Okay.
Which one is Houston? Christ. How come there are two Houston voices?
We have two different rooms. We have two different rooms. Listen.
Wait a second. Is Houston not somebody's name?
I mean, it is. There was Sam Houston. He was the governor of Texas. I think he was the governor of Illinois at one point, too. So he was the only American to be governor of two different states.
What's his deal now? He's still a governor or what?
He died a long time ago. He died.
Oh, he's dead.
Houston, what was the emergency?
Listen, the entire world right now is a little too hot. There's no way for us to for anyone to lift off or for you to come back, okay? It's just a little too hot. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like metaphorically or like physically too warm?
Physically too, it's a little uncomfortable. No one wants to get on a spaceship or put on a suit. So right now, you people are going to have to be out there for a little longer, okay?
What do you mean, you people?
I meant just everyone, the astronauts. Yeah. What do you mean? I just meant the astronauts.
What? So we're different than you somehow?
Yes, you're master scientists. You're pure adventurers. I'm just an analyst. I'm a numbers guy. I don't have the same kind of that y'all do. Okay.
You know, we do more than just science to analyze. We have interests. You know, common interests. Sergey.
Look, I need to get second opinion. Okay, get me in touch with St. Petersburg, the guy that I talked to in Moscow.
Okay.
His name is St. Petersburg. He's based in Moscow, okay?
Okay. Transferring now.
Hello, St. Petersburg.
Hello, Moscow.
What? Is this Moscow?
This is Moscow. Who do you want?
I'm trying to get St. Petersburg in Moscow.
Oh, horrible news, Sergey. Oh. Horrible news.
Oh, no.
He was eaten by a rhinoceros. It's horrible.
That sounds like bullshit, okay? that can't be true, all right?
Okay, you found me, that lie, okay? But
Moscow, you still based in Odessa?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good talk, I'll call you later.
No, let's talk.
That's scene one, everybody, scene one. St. Petersburg, Moscow. Scene two comes to us from an alchemaniac. Woohoo! That is the top tier on your Patreon dial. Matt,
how do you even do that, Patreon?
Yeah, how does that even work? I'll tell you who knows is Matt. Oh, I'm going to just, this last name is tricky. L apostrophe Huro, H-E-U-R-E-U-X. Anybody? Huro? Le Huro?
Le Huro.
You're not helping, Joey. Matt Le Huro. I can't be it either. Matt wrote to us, "Hi, Kevin. I wanted to pass along a scene suggestion. Here's my pitch. A TV network scrambles to fix a reality show when they realize they've cast only sober people who can handle conflict appropriately."
Yep, makes sense.
On the next season of House on the Hill.
Yeah, we've totally got the intro down, Steve. I'm dead here in the water. Right. Have you seen this footage? Who are these people? We've got to recast the show.
Oh, my God. Are you firing me?
I'm not firing you. Oh, my God. Are you firing me? I'm asking for you to do your job better. Is that possible?
Can we just watch a clip or two? Is that okay? Can we watch a clip before we step?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea so I can get some support. Let's play clip seven.
With intro, please.
Okay.
On this season of House...
I'm sorry, did you play it already? I thought I was going to do the intro.
Okay. Well, we already have a pre-recorded intro, but if we don't...
Are you just firing me? You.
If you let him do it live.
All right.
Are you firing me? Am I being
intro
fired?
Live intro is pre-recorded scenes that
if I get fired, I just want you to know if
Steve,
I get fired.
Steve, pull your head out of your ass.
I have a list if I
You're
get fired.
You're not fired. Okay? You have job security.
Okay.
Run the fucking clip.
Okay, here we go. And
so I apologize if I offended you in any way. And really, I just want to be friends, you know, and just to be a good roommate.
Yeah, I mean, look, I appreciate the apology and I accept it. I hear the problem that you were having as well, and I recognize that. I'm sorry as well. So let's you know, shake on it. Let's be cool.
Let's shake.
Great.
So, that's always good to reach a compromise.
That's the first clip there. Maybe we could use music to spice it up or something, or one of those like dun dun dun, you know, to add some drama.
I got it. I have it.
What's the drama you think you're going to add? So with music. Okay.
In Yellowstone, they removed predator species, and that really fucked up the population of deer and all this other stuff, right? And
somebody
there was like heavy grazing and all that. But in the 80s, they reintroduced a pack of gray wolves. Now,
what happened?
That did.
What happened, Steve?
Well, it stabilized the entire region. Like things were growing back. The deer population was leveled, and actually, the entire environment was thriving.
Steve, so you're saying. You're saying,
yes, exactly. We need to introduce a pack of gray wolves into the house.
How about just actually Tina?
Yes.
Is she a wolf?
Then that's a great idea. Let's bring back Tina. We're guaranteed drama if we put Tina back into the fold.
Okay.
Okay. I mean,
everybody, you guys are doing great in the house.
Thank
here.
You, sir.
By the way, it is spotless here. Spotless. You
don't I came here to make friends. I came here to make friends, and I have made friends.
Yeah.
Honestly, the amount of growth that we've all experienced is through the fucking roof, man.
Well, it is language. It is obvious. I want to introduce you. Dude.
No, it's all right. Let's talk it out.
Awesome. I want to introduce you to a new cast member.
Hey, Danny, can I just say something, man? I know you pop in here and you got to do your job, but like you are loved, my man, and I see you. And
yeah.
I don't know what you want to do in your life besides this. I mean, obviously this is work, but I see you, dude, and I just want the best for you.
Holy
all right?
Shit.
You got
okay,
this,
man.
Bring in Tina.
Thank you.
You got this.
Okay. Hey, on that note, one, I love you, boys, and two,
we love you too.
Let's welcome your newest cast member, Tina, everybody. This
What's
is
up,
Tina.
Cunts?
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa, language.
Whoa, Tina. Hey, how do you
I'm
do?
Sorry. Am I offending you?
I don't, you smell like alcohol, Tina.
Yeah, it's my body spray.
Oh, all right.
I put tequila in one of my perfume bottles, and I just spray it around. Sometimes I open my mouth when I do it. So what?
Just so you know, TJ is allergic. So it just if you want to spray, maybe spray when you're outside.
And that's so sweet of you. You're so smart. Wow. Did someone teach you that in school or something?
I'm
teaching
I,
to... be open and aware of other people's like allergies? I don't understand.
Whatever, it's my body, it's my life, and this is my house right now. So if you can't get in it, then get in the pool.
All right. So we got some new clips for you, boss. We think you're gonna like this. Okay.
Excited. Tina, open mind. Excited.
Tina was the wolf we needed, so to speak. So this is obviously at night we have our night vision cameras rolling.
Now yep, usually just show it's just the guys. Just show the clip. Don't explain it. Just show the clip.
Steve, you're on my last nerve. Honestly, 17 seconds from being fired. Your all choice.
Right. I'm going to be fired?
No. Okay, everyone's fine. Everyone's fine. God, I'm going to roll the clip now. God. Steve, why don't you give us a live intro, would you say, huh? Would that be fun?
Get us back into it.
Okay, here we go. That sounds great. We're going to watch this clip. Tina and...
This season on House on the Hill. Our three castmates deal with a new cast member as they navigate what it means to have a roommate in the modern day of the city. So here we...
Thanks, Steve.
Sam.
Tina, what are you doing in my room? Are you okay?
Sam, what are you doing in your room?
Well, I'm trying to get my my 8.5 hours of sleep.
I'm trying to find my clothes.
Oh, wow. You're completely nude. Let me get you a hoodie.
Totally nude, and it's not weird at all.
Okay, I'm happily married with two kids. I'm a pharmacist in Wisconsin.
So it's getting spicier. I'd say it's getting spicier.
Wow, now, the password is yes.
Okay, and this is just the beginning. We have the laundry room scene. We have a lot of scenes. I won't spell it out for you, but maybe you want to watch one more?
So I'm looking. I don't know if you have gray wolves here, per se. I know this is just a dog kennel. But, yeah. You do.
I mean, no, this is just a dog kennel. Not, yeah, we have gray wolves.
Oh, why did you say yes?
Well, I was saying, like, you said both questions. And
yeah, you answered the first one. What is that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, you do have wolves. You do what? Have gray wolves.
No, that's not technically a gray wolf. That is, technically, that's a werewolf.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll do that. That sounds fantastic. Look, I run a reality show. I don't run it per se, but I'm working my way up. I'm a producer. Actually, I just say the intro, but I'm a producer. I'm an associate producer.
Wait a minute. Are you the voice from House on the Hill?
Yeah.
You did the live intros, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, sounds like you were having a week last week. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I just like it's you don't know what it's like to always be under the gun of like you're gonna get fired. And to not know about.
Do I not? You know that werewolf I was telling you about? By day, that's Gary and he runs this place. You wanna talk about being afraid of your boss? Jesus Christ, mine's a real werewolf.
A rear werewolf?
A real werewolf. Look, man, I tried getting sober, but it didn't work. I was in a house, and there was one person in there who wasn't, and that throws the whole thing off. Pretty soon, everybody's drinking.
Hey, everybody, it's me just checking into the house real quick. Hi, Tina. Hey, David. Hi. Everyone's loving you. Just want to let you know.
Hey, Danny. Danny, Sam, he seems to be like going to the liquor cabinet pretty hard recently.
We've noticed. His wife's been calling us, but you know the rules, no phone calls. Sam, you okay, bud?
I'm all right. Let's have the fucking meeting.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I fucking love him.
Sam, get out of my personal space, dude.
My bad.
I didn't come here to make friends. Did you come here to give yourself tattoos? Huh? Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
There's a tattoo of your ass on my face.
I'm not supposed
to. Doesn't make any sense, dude.
I'm not supposed to bring any outside information, but Sam, your wife is watching, your children are watching, and they're worried. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Listen, I just want to introduce you to one more cast member. His name is Gary. At night.
Danny, I don't think we can handle it, dude.
I know. I know. You
already,
can't,
Sam has gone off the deep end. It's just,
please, Danny. I want out, dude. I want out now.
You can't.
Please don't bring. Tina was a nightmare. Please don't bring anyone else.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Tina, but frankly, you know it's true. We can talk.
You're
about
right.
This later.
I was a nightmare, and now I'm an angel.
If you guys need the hookup to make meth, I'm a pharmacist from Wisconsin.
Danny, please don't send us anyone else.
I'm sorry. So this is Gary, nice guy by day, at night. He's a werewolf. Okay, and bye.
What?
Wait, he's a werewolf every night?
Steve, we need you to do the live intro. Boss, you're going to love this clip. Gary's fitting in beautifully. All right.
Give it to me.
On this season of House on the Hill, three contestants turned into four, and then one more made it a door. Open that knob, inside you'll see a couple of people hanging out happily.
That was it. That was the intro I had.
Did somebody eat my cereal?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Whoa.
Why is the couch shredded?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, someone took a fucking dump on my board, dude. Who the hell took a human-sized shit on my fucking surfboard?
Yeah.
So Gary, you're saying it's not related to the moon at all? It's just every night. Every night.
I'm not sure I could explain it as much as I can show you. If you'd like to see it again tonight, I suggest leaving your room around 10:30.
We're all really wet right now, right?
Look, I checked out your pilot episode, and it turned out to be several seasons of a pilot, and I just don't think Bravo's interested. I'm going to be honest.
You don't think Bravo's interested?
I know they're not.
Okay.
I know they're not.
You said you didn't think, so that gave me a little hope.
I tried to soften it. Look, we're not interested.
Why would you soften a no?
I don't know. Look,
did you go to like Presidents of Networks sleepaway camp?
Before you answer that, I do want to say we have these players on contract, and now it's my understanding, I've heard it through the grapevine, that you've signed on Tina and Gary for their own show.
Yeah.
That's poaching.
Well,
poaching.
The other three cast members are in the ICU, so it's pretty hard to have them, available. But
if they were available, you would just be having our show. What I'm saying is you're stealing our cast members to do a new show.
Excellent point.
That's not true. We're not stealing anybody. They weren't under contract. They were just hired for a pilot. There was no contracts on.
Wait, let me look at this contract. Oh, you're right. It's just for the pilot. Well, what can I say? Hey, best of luck. I think Tina and Gary are great. They're going to make great television. Boss.
Did we get fired? Did they buy it or not?
No, Steve. They didn't buy it.
Oh, God.
They ripped it out from my heart.
They said it was mainly your fault, Steve.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, they did.
Mom, I need to come home or at least get a care package. The presidents of HBO and Cinemax were mean to me
yesterday.
Sweetie,
we had an agreement. You were going to do camp for 3 weeks.
3 weeks? I can't do it. Nobody knows what Pop TV is here.
Your father and I need the time, okay? We need the time and we need the space.
Oh, we lost Schitt's Creek to Netflix, and I don't have any original programming. And the streaming guys are totally mean.
I don't know what to tell you, sweetie. I
fuck
love you,
Pop.
But if you... What was that?
Did you hear that? They said, fuck you, Pop.
Cruel and horrible language, and I hate that you have to go through this. But
I know,
again...
we bleep it out on Pop.
Again, your father and I'm sorry.
Hey,
we
step
need
away.
It.
This is the digital table, okay? Listen, if you got content for 4 seconds or less, pop on over. If not, get the fuck out of here.
Great use of the word pop, Steve.
Yeah. So what I was saying is, I'm thinking a
right.
show
well, let
called...
him tell the story, man.
Well, it's his story, but I just feel like... So it's called One Alligator or One Mississippi. Your choice, okay?
Oh, I like it.
And the entire... Everything happens in the span of one alligator. Now, that's it's his story.
Wait, One Mississippi was already a Tig Notaro show on Hulu.
Who the fuck are you, Pop? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Do you have...
That is Saint too. Who the fuck are you, Pop? Oh,
I'm sorry, Craig. I love you.
Scene three is from Michael R., who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, longtime listener here from way back when your initial ad campaign plagued all of my other favorite podcasts harder than COVID." Before we dropped, they ran an ad on other podcasts where I would beg people to listen to ours. Anyways, recently, Michael R. continues, "During quarantine, I made a giant painting that I had reached out to Joey about. I thought it'd be a great idea to raffle it using the Alchemy of This Family to raise money for charity. When he responded, however, God intervened." Yeah, that prick. "And brought down not one, but two trees upon my house.
What?
After 3 days of rainwater flooding through multiple new skylights in the roof," copy, "it's safe to say that the painting is no more. Thanks, Joey. But enough of the Wait a second. That's very obtuse. "But enough of the chit-chat. I have a scene suggestion. The Pentagon braces for nuclear war after grossly misinterpreting what okay boomer means. Enjoy, stay healthy, and think twice about one healthy tree in your yard the real estate agent said might bring character to the home. Much love, Michael R."
Yeah, look, I'll call you when I get off work, okay? Look, I know that. Look, it's just one game. I'll make the other ones. What I do is national security, okay?
Listen, if you could stop just guessing what I'm going to say in the conversation, that would be great.
No,
that's step number one in good communication. They said that. They said that in therapy, and you never listen.
I don't need to listen. I listen for a living, okay?
Well, then I guess make me your job. Make me your priority, Ronald.
Oh, great. You know what I do? Every single day I wake up, I wrap the flag around me. That's what I do, okay?
I know. I have to cut you out of it most of the time.
Don't you cut that. I hate that. Don't you cut that flag. I work at the Pentagon, all right? Now, you're just going to have to deal with it, all right?
You don't think I know that, Ronald? God damn, you talk to me like I'm a fucking idiot. I'm not an idiot.
I don't. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't open that up.
Jim?
Don't
open that up. Jim, while I'm surprised you're getting such clear connectivity with your cell phone here in the elevator, did you want to push a floor, or are you just going to get off where I'm going?
I'll get off on the let's do the D level. Let's see.
You work on the fourth level.
Activated.
Okay. Now listen. If you don't bring that up. Don't bring that up. I didn't call you an idiot. Don't do
D
that.
D level. Retinal scan required.
Hold on.
Name: James Ronald. Not authorized for level floor.
Okay, I should be. I should be. Computer. Can I call you back? I'm going to call you back. Okay? D-level. Click that. Here we go. There you go. D-level. D-level? How do I... D-level? Why isn't this...
The hell D-level. This? James. Ronald. Not authorized.
Okay. Okay.
Are you trying to activate D-level, sir?
I am. Yes, I am. Do you want to... Can you just pop
over... No, it says you're not authorized to use this floor.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm security here at D level.
Well, then open it up. That's an order.
That's an order from
me. Pardon me, fellas. This is me. I'm going to, can we just get out of
here? You're on D level?
No, that's me on four.
Oh,
right.
Good
this
luck
way.
With D level. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, General.
Retinal scan. General, welcome. Complete. Access.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what it looks like when somebody's able to access D-level.
Yeah, I know what that looks like. Okay, let's just go to D-level. Let's just go down to D-level again.
Okay, we're on D-level.
Okay, let's go out.
Name, then. James Ronald. Not authorized.
Okay, this is strange. I order you, let me on this floor.
Okay, can I see your ID and badge?
Yes, here you go.
Okay, that's your cell phone.
Okay, hold on a second. What was I looking for? what was I looking for? Yes, ID and badge. Here you go.
That's a tube of Blistex.
Oh, my God. Here I go. Jesus, Blistex? I thought it was cream cheese. Hold on. Okay. Let's see.
That's
here.
Cream
here,
cheese. Here.
There it is.
That's cream
that
cheese.
That is cream cheese. Oh, what the hell did I put on me, huh? Okay, let's see here. Okay, here you are.
What do you mean he's still in the goddamn elevator? There's a national emergency going on. I want him up here right now.
He's stuck. Well, he's not stuck. I mean, the elevator works. He's making the wrong moves.
He's making the wrong moves.
He insists on going to D-level, but he doesn't have access to D-level, as you know, sir.
I know he doesn't have access to D-level. This is A-level. Why the hell is he not on A-level?
He seems to be confused. I'm not sure. I don't know what you want me to do, sir.
You know what? Send the crusher down there to get him out. Security down there can crusher? Be tough. Send the crusher. Security's pretty tough down on D-level. Just send the crusher to extract.
Okay.
So this is the Pentagon, and as many of you on this tour know, that this is where the Department of Defense is housed for the U.S. government. So this is the brain of the militaries. Now,
sorry,
if you're following
Tim,
me...
Sorry, yes. Tim, I hate to interrupt here. Uh-huh. But upstairs is requiring the Crusher.
Okay.
So what, is the tour over, or...?
No, it's not. No,
we
it's
were
not.
Told we were going to see missiles.
and you will.
Are there vending machines?
There are. This is another tour guide, Alan. He'll be taking over for me. Alan, why don't you just jump in there?
So, right this way.
Yeah. What?
Where are you going, Alan?
His voice just kind of trailed off, but he stayed exactly where he was.
Alan, where are we going and where are the vending machines?
I have $18 cash on me if I...
You still carry cash? Okay, boomer.
Whoa.
Okay, nope, nobody freak out. It's fine.
That's loud.
Ow!
Pentagon noises.
Mr. President. Mr. President.
Yeah. You woke me up. What is it? I was having the best dreams. They're the best.
Okay. You know what?
Is it Tommy? Are you Tommy?
No, I don't know why I told you.
Tommy,
is
that you?
It doesn't matter if I fucking tell you anything. Who gives a fuck? All right, I gotta go back.
Wait.
James Ronald.
Okay, can you hear me inside the elevator?
James
can you hear me inside
Ronald.
The elevator?
James Ronald.
James the Crusher has been released. Ronald. It's hunting you, James Ronald.
James Ronald.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, the Crusher's coming for you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, just let me out on D. Just let me
you.
Out on D.
I can't let you out on D. You tried to scan your retinas 10 times. Every time it told you you weren't eligible.
Just you do it. Just you do it.
Oh, you're fucked. The Crusher's coming for you.
I understand you want some new retinas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do. Do you want the A level, B level, C level, D level, or E level?
Whatever. Look,
whatever. That's not one of the choices. D-level, I'm going to go over them again. A level, B level, C level, D level, E level.
D level.
Actually, D level?
Hold on. Let me do. Okay, same again. It was A. What was it?
Wow, so you're a crusher? That's cool. I'm in finance myself.
Listen, I'm taken if you're trying to come on to me. I have a gorgeous wife. She's very, very tiny and has a very raspy voice, much like mine. Her hair covers almost her whole face, but ends right at her chin. We're in love.
I was trying to hit on you. And now I am embarrassed, but this
don't
is my
floor. Be embarrassed. It happens all the time.
Okay, just want to let you know, all of us here on Sector 3, we're huge fans of you.
Is that Sector 3 of E level or F level?
F level.
Oh, that's the good one.
Yeah, it's we say F level stands for fun level.
I love that.
But if you ever wanted to hang out or like just come by or something and like.
Yeah, I just don't know if my wife would feel comfortable with that.
Right. No, of course.
That's
of course,
the thing.
Of course.
Okay. Hey, tour guide, can we turn off this alarm? Because it's really hurting my ears. And what's the Wi-Fi? What's the Wi-Fi for the Pentagon again?
I can't. I don't know. I don't know if I can give you that.
I want to live stream the tour.
Okay. It's President Day 101 exclamation point.
Presidente? Wow,
surprising.
That's very surprising.
Well, our tech crew does all that stuff. It's not from the president himself.
No shit. Okay, boomer.
Access granted. Secret bunker. Congratulations on the promotion. 5-star general James Ronald.
Whoa. Hey, everybody.
Jimmy, what's with the sunglasses?
I hit my knee.
Okay. Enough said. We're here. We're happy to take orders or whatever you want to give us.
It's your secret bunker, General.
Yes.
Your retinal scan came in.
Let's do... Let's check on the ISS. Let's see how they're doing up there. Let's see if they need anything. And then...
They've been dead for months, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we still have live cams in the craft, but it doesn't really do us any good.
That's, in fact, how we know they're dead.
Put it on. You'd like cams.
You want to see the dead bodies floating in space.
If that's what's going on,
let's put it on.
General,
this week,
we had a
up in the ISS.
Okay, if anybody is out there, I am the only one live here. Everyone is dead, okay? And I'm trying to reach St. Petersburg and Moscow.
Everyone's dead.
Hey, I'm alive.
Wow. Johnson, anything else? Something? Anything else, General James? You'd like to us to do here in the bunker?
I feel like you're leading me. Okay, yeah, let's do. Oh my god, this is. Wow. I feel like I can do anything. Why don't we,
guys? I could crush him at any time if you want. I could just step in there and crush him right now.
Sir, I told you it was a bad idea to make the Crusher one of the Joint Chiefs.
What can I say? I moved up in life. Come on.
Look, I always feel like Crusher is being a little bit of a war hawk about things. I mean, we don't even know what the boomer alarm meant. But if Crusher wants to crush, I'm just saying peace is always an option. I don't know. You're the 5-star general, though. You're going to do.
Mr. President, it's Sergey in the ISS.
Hey, Sergey. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to hear your voice again.
You're the best Russian. Always loyal, appreciated. What can we do for you?
So just waiting on orders, so still up here.
Did you get the mint chip ice cream we sent?
Yes. By the way, my name is spelled Sergei, and you spelled it SIR GAY. So it's phonetically correct, but is not the way I spell it, okay?
That was a joke. I thought you would get it. I have the best riders.
Anyway, yes, it was still amazing, still frozen, because it's very cold in space.
Right, right. That's what I was told. Jumbo bumbo. I guess it's true. Anyways, should we play another game?
Sure, sure.
Your move.
Okay. All right. Identify this farm animal.
That is, I know this one.
Crusher. Yeah. Hey, I caught you before you got to your car. Look, I know.
Wait, you okay? You're sweating a lot.
I'm not okay.
It's everywhere.
It's you. You do this to me.
Oh, understandable.
And I know you're married, but like, what does that even mean? It's a piece of paper. It's a signature.
Well, it's
like,
commitment. It's a full. It's a lifetime. It's an eternity, really. It means a lot. It's a circular, like the ring. It's everlasting. It's, you know.
Look, I have a bomb strapped to me.
What?
And if you deny me, I'm going to run into the Pentagon and I'm going to.
I don't want to have to do this to you, Janice, but I am the Crusher and I can easily just.
Crush me.
What?
That's what I want.
Oh, God.
That's what I want.
Is this cheating on my wife? Do I cheat on my wife and crush this woman? Or do I let him blow up the whole Pentagon?
Okay, everybody, and if you look to your left.
Okay, Crusher, why don't we pick up where we left off last session? You were concerned about your relationship with your wife and what the boundaries might be and how you might expand them. Why don't we talk about that a little more?
Sometimes I feel like my commitment to her interferes with work when it comes to life or death situations.
Right. So prioritizing work versus marriage can often lead to trouble in one of the two areas.
Right.
If you had to prioritize them in a list, let's say, where your children were number three, what would you put as number two?
Myself.
Fair. And then number one?
God.
God.
Probably God. Okay.
So that'd be God, yourself, your children.
My children. You see, this is what I was talking about. I don't even come in the top three.
Yeah, again, bringing your
wife
to the session. Yeah, please, ma'am, I know. Bringing your wife to the session
She brings work into the home life a lot, too. She's always measuring our eyeballs and talking to us about our retinal dimensions, and it's very disturbing, because I know...
You know that is the only job I could get at the Pentagon! With my hair down over my face like this, who would hire me at this tiny size?
Get bangs!
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Crusher. Tabitha?
Yes?
Why don't you tell your husband what this is really about? This frustration that you're feeling.
I think this frustration that I'm feeling is...
Not to me. Tell Crusher.
Crusher, I think what really hurt me the most...
You're still looking right at me.
So you can't even make eye contact with me. Come on.
Let me part my hair. You can see where my eyes are looking.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
My head was looking this way, but my eyes were turned...
Yep.
It's hard to tell when she turns her head. It's so spherical.
It's super hard.
Now I feel like you're ganging up on me.
On the next season of Crush of Love, will the Crusher finally handle everything at home, or will the introduction of a werewolf spice things up?
Steve, this is live, so I got to get one more if I could, please.
I mean, that's all I got.
I need. Give me one with panic. Come on, you got it.
Oh, God.
Use it. Oh, God.
Action.
On the next Crushed with Love, will the Crusher be able to... What did I say? I forgot what I said.
That's our show for today. Yay! Woohoo! Oh, let's thank all of our alchemists in no particular order. Craig Kukowski, how are things in the Carolinas?
Hot and steamy.
Ooh, yeah. And that's how we like it.
And the weather is kind of humid.
Wait for it. Much love to Carla. And are there pets there? Is that what you brought
along? Yeah, two dogs.
Right.
My parents were here for a while, so yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Sure, there is.
It's relaxing.
Well, enjoy and stay healthy, please.
Thank you.
And Mark Agliardi?
Yeah, that's me.
Life is swell, A-okay?
Life is great, man. I'm just sitting up here in the valley and waiting for the world to shift a little.
Okay, feeling direction. A little judge when you say up here in the valley.
I'm just saying, man. Come on to the valley, brother. It's the
high
best.
High atop. We got it.
That's right. High atop scenario. The valley. Cops and grips.
Well, thank you for being here as always. Now, our first timer, Jackie, thank you so much. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast here in Los Feliz. Yeah. I had a blast.
Yep.
Ooh.
Zing, Valley. Take that. Thank you so very much for being here.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah, please come back as soon as you possibly can. That's an open invitation. If you can just check with Joey.
Muchas gracias.
And make sure he's cool with it. I'm certainly fine with it.
We'll see. We'll see if our feud will get in the way.
No.
Thank you again, Jackie.
Thank you.
Chris Alvarado.
That's Chris. Studio City, Alvarado.
Whoa, Nilly. Thanks once again, pal.
Of course. And Jackie, where can people find you? You make funny videos all the time.
Oh, great. Yeah.
What's your Instagram
sure.
And stuff?
I think, honestly, I think it's at Jackie DeRuthi. I think. But I don't imagine that anyone. There are a lot of DeRuthies, but not a lot of Jackie DeRuthies. So I think like you'll find me. But I'm pretty sure it's at Jackie DeRuthie. I'm much better at Instagram than Twitter. That's for sure. Not very good.
Yeah, that's
at
what I was saying. Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so, where I'm at. I think it's at Jackie DeRuthie. Yeah, yeah.
And DeRuthie, folks, is DURRUTHY.
Yeah, yeah. And if you like Christmas movies, I have a podcast talking about bad ones. The most wonderful pod of the year.
Ooh.
Open invitation to any of you guys to come join and watch a bad one and talk about it.
Sign me up.
Wonderful.
Ooh.
I'm in. Yeah, that sounds like a great podcast. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Chris Alvaro, thank you for giving all of your time to Jackie. That was very sweet of you.
Of course.
No. Your time is done.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Joey Greerman.
Yes, from an undisclosed location in the Santa Monica Mountains.
Mm-hmm. By that, you mean Silver Lake. We got it. Yep.
Okay. There. Yes.
Thanks for being here, pal. I understand the West Side Comedy Theater is going to be put on pause for a little while.
That's right.
Yep. So folks will just look you up on the Instagram and
you
find
know,
you.
They really... They want to see what's up. Just swing by, say what's up. We'll, you know what I mean? From the street, I'll say, hey.
Wear a mask.
Keep your fucking distance. And what was the question? Well,
no,
yeah.
We're good.
Hell yeah.
We're good. I'm going to give the rest of your time to Chris. All right, let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, asking you, as always, please be kind to each other. Wear masks so we can look out for each other. And, you know, when you have a sec, wash the damn hands. Would it kill you? It might. Until next time.
Alchemy this.